need to know, so far we have not had any petitions in Ukiah. What is the policy about petitions in Ukiah specifically? Can someone like Debbie Schroeder go around to the Grapevine, United Stand, Corner Store, and places such as that, just as an independent person, and drop off petitions to have them signed? Are students, what about on college campus? This is totally unrelated, of course, to us. This is independent on their own, on the campus. Those are the only places we consider. Has Trop been doing that at his place of employment? Because that would be something that he could facilitate for you, I would think. Okay, and I guess that was the answer to my question. I'm just worried that if we have, it's like if my last residence address, if they happen to send a reply to my letter to my last residence address, if it comes back to the governor's office with no such person living here, it may invalidate and disqualify a lot of things. Okay, so let me reiterate that point. Okay, we're doing the organizing that tonight, and we'll get as many as we have.
Yeah, give us an estimate. Like, I'll call you tomorrow and ask you to meet
you. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm shooting for 1,000.
Okay, well, that's when I call you tomorrow night, you tell me about how many you can take.
Okay, wait, I got one other question. I'd like to know, if we can, in the next phone call, if Banks had his press conference today, if we know that, what his...
If
he had his press conference today, what
DB?
I don't know if he did.
You said you want to know, if DB had a press conference today?
Yeah, he was supposed to have one at 10 o'clock this morning. The only reason I'm just curious as to what... So I can start monitoring the media up here.
Okay.
You know, I'm just curious as to what's going on.
Okay.
If it's... Okay, that's all I have. And you'll call back at 10 o'clock?
About 10, yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, let me see. Okay, that's all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello, Alva?
Yes.
Hi, do you know who this is?
Who?
This is an old friend of yours.
Keep speaking.
Okay, I have laryngitis, so you might not recognize my voice.
You have what?
I have a little laryngitis, so you might not recognize my voice. It's Liz.
Liz?
Francis's daughter.
Which Liz?
Liz Epstein.
Well, where are you?
Well, I'm calling you from Ukiah.
From Ukiah?
Where I live.
No kidding. What are you doing in Ukiah?
You didn't know I lived in Ukiah?
No, Eva said you lived someplace upstate, but I think she lost track of you, didn't she?
Well...
No?
It's been a long time since I talked to anybody, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But I tried to call her the other day and she was out.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm alive.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I am too. I mean, after all, I'll be 72 in June.
Is that incredible? Really?
No, it's not incredible. It just goes to show you, if you live a clean life, you live forever. Blah, blah, in spite of 2 heart attacks and various other things.
But it was quite a while ago that you had your last heart attack.
Yeah, 66 and 69.
And you've been perfectly well since, have you?
I haven't had one since then, but I just last summer fell off a ladder and broke my arm.
Are you kidding?
Well, I was building something here in the yard, yeah. What the hell is going on with you?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit. First of all, how's Sylviane?
Well, Sylviane is working her ass off for Marin County because I can't seem to earn any money.
Is that right?
She is there for our main support.
Uh-huh.
And I am getting exactly nowhere. And after I saved her, rescued her for 6 years on the money made on that novel called The Symbol, and when that money ran out, during which time I wrote 3 other books that couldn't get published, she decided, to hell with this. This is no way to live with no income coming in regularly. So she went back to work as a secretary for Marin County and does a very miserable job, but it keeps the roof over our heads.
Right.
Plus whatever else I can sometimes bring in, sometimes not bring in.
Well, I read a really neat article that you wrote in the Rolling Stone some time ago.
You all mean the obituary of Mr. Franco?
Right, that was great.
Yeah, well, they asked me to write a premature obituary. I wrote it about a month before he died, and they published it the week he died, which was very good timing.
It was fantastic, I thought.
Yeah.
What did you think about all that?
What do I think about it all?
Yeah.
I think a great deal about it. I got out a new book about it last May, which you probably haven't seen up there.
No, I haven't.
Called Spain Again. Paperback would have cost you that much money.
Wait a minute, I want to write this down.
Well, they reached a Marin County publisher called Chandler and Shaw.
Chandler and Shaw?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Reprinted Men in Battle with some new materials.
Mm-hmm.
And and then brought out a new book called Spain Again, which was about the trip we made back in 67 when I worked on a movie there.
Yeah.
And I appeared in it. Well, it's the damn book I wrote in 68, you see, but I didn't get it printed until last year. So we went back in 74 for a couple of weeks to take a look around and bring some impressions up to date. And then they published this book, but of course it hasn't sold because the publisher has no money to advertise with. And they sent out about 150 review copies last March. And we got, believe it or not, 17 reviews throughout the entire United States.
Hmm.
So, there's no money to be made at that.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we're just struggling along. What are you doing up there?
Well, you didn't...
I was told you were living in a commune. Is that true?
Well, not exactly. What it is humanitarian service group.
Who?
It's a group of people. It's an integrated group. We have many hundreds of people, all integrated.
Hundreds of people. All in one place?
Actually, we have thousands of people. It's called the People's Temple.
What?
It's called the People's Temple. Didn't Eva tell you
anything? They're not all located in one spot, are they?
No, no. The thousands of people are throughout the country.
Oh, I see.
But locally where I live, we have hundreds of people.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Alma, it saved my life. I don't know how to put it to you, but you remember
Is it the man you were with who saved your life?
The man I was with?
The man you are with.
No, he didn't do it, let me tell you.
He's gone?
Huh?
He's not there anymore?
Oh, are you talking about Bruce?
I'm talking about whoever you went off with.
Whoever I went off with, I'm trying to think who that was.
You went off with somebody, Eva said, long ago, up north to a commune.
Oh, well, I'm living with a guy. I have been for 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's a good relationship, but that's not the thing that really got
that's
me
not.
Together.
Why don't you send me some information about this? Maybe it will save my life.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. I want to see what you're into.
Really?
Yeah, certainly.
Well, I have to stop by and talk to you sometimes, because I can't really... I'm not very good with the pen, as
you're
you
know. Not. Isn't there printed material about this?
Not really.
Really? Well, you'll have to stop off and talk. When are you ever around here?
Well, not too often, but I'm going to try to make some time because I'd really like to talk to you.
Well, what can I do for you, baby?
Well, listen, let me tell you what I'm really, really into now. It's taken me many years to get my life together. You know, Al, you remember how screwed up I was.
Yeah. How old are you now?
Take a guess.
30.
Oh, Jesus. 37 almost.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
No, it's not. The time passes.
You may or may not remember that.
Are
really...
you as beautiful as ever?
Of course not. I have gray hair.
I don't believe you.
I have prematurely gray hair. I do.
Well, go on. What can I do for you that you are calling me?
I want some advice from you more than anything. I am going to move back to the city soon.
You are?
Yeah. And I really want to get into acting now. Now that I got my whole psyche straightened away.
You want to get into what?
To the theater. I want to do some acting.
Acting, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a character actress.
Yes,
so I'm the perfect age for this.
Well, your mother was good at it, so why shouldn't you be?
Right. I was too young before, and I was too fucked up. But now I'm really ready to do it.
Yes, so
but
what?
I'm a little bit scared as to where I should start and what I should do. And I thought maybe you would have some advice for me.
But I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I'm getting deafer. But you were speaking out of the phone. So speak to
yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
What advice can I give you, baby?
Where do you start at my age as a character actor?
Well, I don't know anything about the acting companies in San Francisco. There are a dozen of them. But whether the only one that apparently that supports people is ACT. And, American Conservatory Theater, run by this crazy fairy named Bill Ball.
Bill Ball, right.
Yeah. Well, there are big pieces about him in the paper and everything, and he's a nut. I'll see if I can find something about him to send you. But they run an acting school. They have a studio. They have always taking in new people.
Mm-hmm.
What their relationship with these new people are, I don't know. But look, give me your...
I've been doing a lot of theater. I've been directing plays, and I just absolutely adore...
Give me your address.
My address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Liz now. Who are you now?
Foreman. I'm still Foreman. I never
heard of it. Foreman.
Right.
No E.
No E.
Yeah, what's the address?
7750. East Road.
East Road.
That's Redwood Valley.
Redwood Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Are there redwoods?
Yes.
Yes, California 1.
Beautiful. 95470.
95470?
Right.
Yeah, well, I will send you what I can find about this guy. There was a piece about him in the paper only in the last week.
That would be just fantastic.
I'll send you the address of this outfit in San Francisco. They have their own theater now. They have the Geary Theater. They bought it.
I see.
And they have a repertory theater, and they're constantly putting on stuff. And, they're a growing thing. The smaller theaters, I don't imagine, support people. I have no idea. I have no contact with them at all.
I see. I remember
but
your
I will send you what I can find out about this.
I remember...
And you can write to him, right?
Yeah, that'd be just great.
Yeah.
Alv, I remember so well your days at the Hungry Eye. I'll never forget them. How you used to take Eva and me there.
You remember?
Oh, my God, I loved it. Didn't you know Herb Cain in those days?
Yes, certainly. I know. I still know him.
He's a good friend of yours, isn't he?
Well, no, I wouldn't call him a friend. He's a guy everybody knows, you know.
Is that right? I'll tell you why. The man that I'm living with is a nut about Herb Cain. He reads his columns faithfully. And I said, you know, my old friend Alva Bessie knows Herb Cain. He says, I want to know all about him. What kind of a guy is he?
Well, he's a nice guy, but he's a... Well, I can't describe it to you on the phone what he is.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
But I don't know him that well. I mean, he's a guy, and he says, hello, Alva, and I say, hello, Herb, and that's it. Once in a while, if I want some publicity, I can call him up and tell him I'm doing this or that, and he'll put a plug in. He got me some publicity on the book's coming out, and mm-hmm. He got me some publicity on this dinner they had at... A dinner here, veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, on the 8th of February, had a dinner celebrating our 39th anniversary, at which I was the guest of honor. They've run out of people to honor. And I've gotten that old. When you get that old, somebody's going to give you a dinner in honor of you or something.
Well, that sounds great. Tell me something, though. I mean, is he politically where he used to be? He's not as liberal, is he, as he used to be?
What?
He seems like he used to be more liberal than he is now.
He's not too liberal. I mean, he is liberal in a sense, yes. He's liberal in safe ways.
In safe ways?
Yeah, he doesn't get too radical. He used to be more liberal in the old days.
What do you think happened to him?
He makes an awful lot of money.
He makes a lot of money?
Yes, certainly.
Does he live really high on the hog and stuff?
Oh, yes. He lives in the Pacific Heights or someplace. I don't know where he lives on Telegraph. I don't know. He lives very well indeed, and he's married again to somebody. I think he makes $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, which is bad.
Yes.
But, I mean, generally speaking, he will come out with some very good stuff every once in a while. And,
he doesn't have a lot of idiosyncrasies. I seem to remember you telling some funny stories about him years ago.
I don't know any funny stories about him.
You don't?
No, not at all.
Hmm. Is there anything
what
like...
What have you suddenly inherited a fortune that you can spend this amount of money on the phone?
No, nothing like that. But I have, a really good friend who helps me out with phone calls.
I see. What do you hear from your old man, if ever?
Well, he's doing pretty well. He had a very rough period for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't working at all and got really depressed about it.
Well, I see his name on pictures every once in a while.
He's made a few pictures in the last couple of years, and he's doing much better. He's now about 67 years old, and he's just in great shape. He jogs every day and swims every day.
Plays tennis.
Well, I don't know if he plays too much tennis.
Anyhow, it would be nice to see you, you silly thing.
I would love to see you.
I will see what I can find out for you.
Okay.
But don't expect too much because I have had no contact with any theater in this town in decades, and ever, as a matter of fact. But I think that's the place to start because this is a growing thing and it makes money and it has money.
Great. Listen, Al, I want you to
know. It puts on 15 plays in the season, you see.
I see.
That therefore needs a lot of people. It has over 200 people now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about the place to start, I would think. Start at the top, not at the bottom. You don't want some small amateur group that doesn't pay anything.
Right. I don't know if they'll want me, but I have a lot more confidence now than I used to have in my ability.
Send them a resume, so-called.
Yeah, my resume doesn't look like much, except for my teaching. I've done a lot of teaching.
Yeah.
I taught a lot of acting classes in the last few years. But I haven't been in any professional plays.
Yeah.
So
listen, let me know when you're coming down this way.
Let me have your address.
Huh?
Let me have
your... Post office box. How did you get my number, you nut?
From the information?
Post office box. 6105.
Uh-huh.
Terra Linda or San Rafael, doesn't matter. Terra Linda, California. 94903.
Okay.
Right?
And you don't have an address on your house?
Have what?
What about your house address?
Oh, 798.
798.
Montecillo.
Mm-hmm.
Road.
Right.
Terralinda, 94903. All right.
Tell me one more thing. How's
yes.
Eva? How is Eva doing?
Eva is in a play right now.
Fantastic.
Well, I mean, they're playing a little teeny amateur group over where she lives is playing the Mad Woman of Chaillot.
Oh, I love that play.
She is one of the mad women.
Oh, I bet she's out of her mind.
You'll have to go over to see her. She's going to be have a birthday on the 1st of March, so write her a birthday card.
I tried to call her because I'm going to be out of town then, but I tried to call her yesterday to say happy birthday.
Well, someday she works. She has a small job.
I see.
But someday she doesn't work.
How are the children?
You have her telephone number.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
How are the children?
Well, they're growing up, and she's pregnant again, by the
You're
way.
You're kidding me!
Yeah, this was an accident.
Oh, my God.
However, she is.
Oh,
but
gee.
Being as
How
first...
pregnant is she?
Huh?
How pregnant is she?
About 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
Sure.
Well, give her my love and tell her I did try to call her, and I will try to call her again.
I will.
Good
right.
Alva.
Thanks, baby.
Good to talk to
I'll
you.
Be here.
Thanks
You'll
so
be
much.
Right on. Laura, I can pretend like I'm talking to somebody else. I think, number one, I think we're getting too preachy with him, because I know he was in his wife. I think, number two, we better let him go, because if we don't, he's going to be hostile. I think he won't go anyway. I think he'll resent the church. Wherever, he's obviously very deeply attached to his dad. I mean, and if he doesn't go, if we say wait until he dies, and that his parents land on the trip, the way he wanted to see that he's going to hold that against the church that he couldn't see his dad for the last time. I mean, it's a touchy situation, and I... Well, that's even more. There's more to consider. The thing I'm most concerned about is Rankin himself. I don't think he's going to accept a no, and I think number one, he's a chauvinist, number one, but he relates to us as white, so I think we better shut our fucking traps, especially, you know, Lori and me. I think I should call San Francisco and try to get an answer back, because I see problems. I don't see him that unreceptive, but I don't see him that receptive. He wants to go. That's where he's at, and we're going to have to deal with it at that. Okay, bye. I wonder how I can get it.